Coming up next is The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft on Classic Rock FM 98.5.
The following program is a production of Classic Rock FM 98.5.
Warning. The following program may include songs and programmer content containing strong coarse language, sexual references, and possible religious or political critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
There's a mysterious style of music some know about, many do not. Languishing in nightclubs and underground radio for over 35 years, born out of the nest of punk during the mid-70s, firmly taking root during the dawn of the 1980s, described by those who grew up with it as deeply haunting and mystical. This unique musical genre has been lovingly supported and adored by many of its followers over the decades. It still thrives and exists today. Now, it makes its crossover onto terrestrial mainstream radio. For tonight, you will be brought into the world of the Goths and the music that helped shape and define who they are. I am the presence known as the Darkmere, and I welcome you to slip into the dark side with the Gothic vampire empress of the night, Madame Ravencroft. So sit back and relax. Open your ears to a new sensation in music that may possibly impress and astonish your auditory senses. Be prepared for a new mystical music transformation, for in a moment you'll be translocated into this magical musical experience in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
From out of the dark night she comes, a woman possessing such an enchanting grace. Grand overseer who's in control of the mystic, the magical, and remains ever so mysterious. Here she is, the Gothic vampire empress, the mistress of shadows, Madame Tamara Ravencroft.
Ava, hurry up.
What are you doing?
I'm doing what you do. I'm taking a shower. I always wondered what this thing in the bathroom does. Every time I hear the strange sound coming from the bathroom, someone is in it behind the bathroom locked door. Then minutes later, they come out all wet.
What someone is that?
Celine, Lexi, and Sevelin. And Winston, too. He goes and stinky and comes out fresh and detergent smelling.
Well, don't take too long. I don't want you draining the water reservoir dry at the Mannheim water treatment plant.
Very funny, but it feels so warm. Why don't all springs in nature have heat like this?
Because they aren't connected to a hot water tank, or in a waterfall's case, an underground hot spring interconnected to them. But hot springs do exist.
Cool. Where are these hot springs?
Kitchener used to have them. I don't know whatever happened to them, but there are a few hot springs around Centralia province in the Darkmere. The closest is about 150 meters away from Morgana's hut. She calls it the Womb of the Goddess. That pool was instrumental in keeping Morgana comforted during the stages of all of her pregnancies involving her children. It's a side path that's behind Nightbird Grove. If the point of Pentacle is the very first point we see immediately entering out of the path of the goddess, which signifies spirit and the direction of the void. At the point of the Pentacle at Star Goddess Circle signify water in the direction of west. Well, that is the path to the womb of the goddess.
I'm going back to finish my shower.
Save some for me, okay? Damn greedy fae. When the hell did I shack up with a fairy? She's supposed to be here to co-host, not cohabitate. Anyways, I'll grumble about it later. Welcome back, my darklings, gravelings, goths, and wiccans, and also you new blood and baby bats, who have found yourself here for the very first time. I am the producer of this little gothic entertainment show, as well as its hostess, Madame Chimera Ravencroft, and this is The Dark Side, the only goth-centered mainstream radio program found anywhere in Canada. Where it's found is locally here in Waterloo Region, situated in the heart of southwestern Ontario on Classic Rock FM 98.5. CKWR. Internationally and via the internet simultaneously, we're at ckwr.com. Since Eva is busy water-soaking her brain, looks like I'll have to escort us properly into our first sixplex of the night. Coming up, we shall hear the dark and delightful musical talents of Subterfuge, The Damned, 69 Eyes, Soft Cell, and The Mission UK. Starting off the show, we shall hear a band which formed in San Francisco in 1989 with two very unique ladies, composer Susan Wallace and vocalist Tina Root, who are collectively known as Switchblade Symphony. I will return, not sure about Eva, but I'll be back in about nearly 34 minutes time.
JK.
Thank you.
cross you bear is for me. Send it coming down. This cross you bear is for me. Send it coming down.
I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. See the sun, it shines. Don't get too close or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can come back another day. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. I never thought this could happen to me. I feel so strange. Oh, why should it be? I don't deserve somebody this great.
You're one of Ravencroft's darklings. You're listening to The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft.
Take the drive, the afternoon drive, with Coral Andrews, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. here on Classic Rock FM 98.5.
We are Classic Rock FM 98.5.
Impossible, yes, but it's true. You're lost.
Rolls over his dried lips, and the voice has such a spiteful thing to say. I can't believe you never really cared. How am I supposed to know that you feel this way? I don't see how it matters now. Your tears shall drown the wind. I don't see why it makes you cry. Your tears shall drown. Stars would come to us. You have to know I never lie. I know you feel it's like waiting for the end of the world. Sometimes it's easy just to let it all slide. I don't see how it matters now. The tears shall dry the wind.
Stinky Limburger. It's really foggy in here. Ava, turn on the freaking fan in there before you peel the paint off my bathroom wall.
What? I don't disagree with you. You're really tall. No kidding. I say over 6 feet constitutes tall.
That's not what I said.
What? No, I'm not dead. But I think my wings are super soft, and what are these ridges on my fingers? They are all wrinkly like prunes. Human-like bodies behave weirdly when under hot water. Why can't I have what you have in my room at the mansion? You robbed me. I want the thing that makes a super fine miss too.
That's called a multi-setting shower head.
What was that about head? You are really a disgusting mortal, you know that.
Forget it.
Okay. Still, you should wash out that filthy mouth, you naughty, naughty vampire empress. You deserve a spanky spanky.
Finish up what you were doing in there.
No, I'm not doing that. We may eat mortal food, Lady Ravencroft, but how it comes out of us is something entirely different than having to sit on that thing with a big hole in it and do poopsies all day, or in your case, all night long.
I really need to teach you about the finer points of tact, politeness, and teach you to treat people with respect.
You aren't people. You're a freaking vampire empress who travels by shadow shunting or misting into and out of places. Normal left you a long while ago.
I have show to get to. Don't make me regret wanting to say out loud what I'm thinking internally within my mind.
What is that? I think I got water in my ear.
I got drafted by the dark side and all I got was this pissy, hissy fairy.
Hey, I'm not pissy.
That puddle on the floor says otherwise.
Oopsie whoopsie. That's not what you think it is. That's shower water.
I really hope that water at your feet is clear and colorless and not yellow.
Why?
Else, I'm going to have to whip a defense pad on you. You've been owned.
Damn it. You got me with my own insult. Damn you, Lady Ravencroft.
Here's a towel. Cover yourself up before you scare me deeper into old age and my face starts to look like the back end of B. Arthur.
In case you don't know this, most men like my looks and body. I've been around long enough to know how to pluck out of the minds the inner desires of men and what they see as ultimate feminine beauty. In case you don't know this. Fine, you know you're such a meanie. You know that, right?
And you're a moocher. Butter tarts and now a long shower.
Not my fault that I discovered a new thing that I really like. And I really like showers. This would be a vast improvement in fey living if we had these. What a wonderful mortal invention.
And I discovered that you give me a hiatal hernia. Anyways, I've got to steer this conversation back to the show, and not you. Welcome back into The Dark Side on FM 98.5, the sound of the region. I am the mistress of mayhem, Madame Ravencroft. Beginning tonight's show, we heard a long play consisting up of 6 musical gothic rock pieces, starting with Switchblade Symphony, with one of their grand hits from off their premier Cleopatra Records album from 1995, Serpentine Gallery. We heard Gutter Glitter, followed with Australian band Subterfuge and Judas and Me from off their 2020 Strobe Light Records album, Reflect Rewind. Then before program and station break, we carried on with London, England's The Damned and New Rose, taken from their 1977 punk rock goth punk stiff records album, Damned, Damned, Damned. Finishing off our final 3 of this set hails from Helsinki, Finland, with goth rock band The 69 Eyes and Your Lost Little Girl. Discovered on their 2007 Cleopatra Records Paris Kills reissue album. Continuing on from Leeds, England, came darkwave synth-pop band Soft Cell and the extended mix of Martin, which is found on their 1983 Some Bizarre record label album. That's the name of the record label, Some Bizarre, with The Art of Falling Apart. Then our final goth rock song of our first act also comes from Leeds, England, The Mission UK, with That Tears Shall Drown the Wind, which can be found on their 1996 album, Blue, released on the Equator Records label. Taking us out of hour one, we shall hear 3 darling dark musical pieces from the likes of Seraphim Shock, Arts of Erebus, and Spectres of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Remember, my darklings, much of the music you hear on the show each and every week may be found on Bandcamp. Oh, yes. Let us see one another again in hour two, where we shall touch base again in our final hour in 18 and a half minutes time.
Right. The gothic vampire empress has stepped out for a quick bite and a sip. She so loves her pizza and cherry Pepsi. Are we going with this?
Yes.
Okay. The madam will return after a word from our wonderful sponsors.